This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kicking off the second hour of the program. Coming up, is Satoshi Nakamoto going to be revealed in a Florida courtroom? Matt's got that story. We'll get to it when we can. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first. Plus, Joey, you've got a video premiere coming up this weekend that we can talk about what that is and when it's going to happen. All of that is on the way. Plus, an activist has said he is done. He's out. He sees some major division amongst the world out there, the world of activism, and when he thought things were coming together, now it looks like they're falling apart, and the Kyle Rittenhouse situation seems to be speeding things up.
He's going gold.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, too. We started that in the last hour. Then we got some calls coming in, so we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk first to Ninja. He is in Texas, and Ninja, you told me off the air that you are a First Amendment auditor, so like our friend Joey here from his channel, Breaking the Flaw, you did the same thing down south. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. What's your channel, by the way, for listeners that might want to check you out?
Yeah, so for the listeners, I'm a News Now Ninja, like the News Right Now Ninja. News Now Ninja.
And I'm excellent.
How long have you been doing this?
Out of Houston, Texas. I'd say coming up on around 2 years now.
Okay. And so what happened recently?
Well, I work out of the Houston area, but I also travel. I've pretty much gone all the way from California to Florida and all the states in between. Wow. On the lower half, and I'm working on getting the upper half. But almost a year ago, about 11 months ago, I was advised that there was an activist that was arrested in Pritchard, Alabama, for taking pictures on the side of a road outside of a work release building on the easement. And
so the sidewalk, you're saying, right? Easement, right? Just for people.
Yeah, I mean, when there's not a sidewalk, it's just grass. But yeah, right. the right of way, the public right of way. And his case was dismissed slightly after we did the revisit. But the reason I went to go visit was I had heard that they didn't like people with cameras in public. And so I was like, there's no way, you know, this has got to be chaos. It's madness. So I went with a few friends, and lo and behold, they were just as tyrannical as I was told. They ended up grabbing one of my friends before we even made it there. They arrested me once we got there. And then a few hundred yards down the road, they arrested another one of my friends, all from public property with no laws being broken.
Wow.
And so,
and where were you? Was this outside of the police station or town hall? I miss where this was.
And so we were outside of a work release building on the side of a road, just walking down the side of a road, taking pictures of buildings. But we had stopped at the work release building, which is a publicly funded building. And we were just getting some B-roll footage of cars coming and going and just making sure that they were going to respect our rights to take our pictures out there in public, because we had heard that they had previously violated someone's rights there.
So now you got arrested, and then it was News Now California that got arrested a little bit down the road there. Is that correct?
Yeah, about like a couple hundred yards down the road, they had arrested News Now California. He was holding my camera live while they tackled him. He's a 66-year-old dude.
Wow.
He's not trying to rustle and get rough and wild. He's just trying to take pictures. And, you know, this officer decided to tackle him to the road because he told me, just calm down. We'll have your bond posted tonight. We'll see you later for dinner. And he was just pretty much reassuring me that everything was going to be cool, that they had my back, and that they'll see me later. And the officer didn't like that and told him, you better shut up. You're next. And he told me, like, in a joking manner, I mean, News Now California, for anybody that doesn't know, he's a comedian.
It's pretty funny.
For fun. And so he's always saying some jokes here or there, you know. And he was like, Ninja, don't stress about this cop, man. Just pick out the color of your boat. We'll see you later. And So the whole reason that they had pulled over in the first place is because the officer arrested me off the public easement. I had notified him that I was on the public easement, that we had already looked up the GIS surveys, so we knew the property lines.
You did your diligence before going out there. Like, a proper audit should be done.
Exactly. And so I tried to explain to the officer, once he handcuffed me and put me in the vehicle, just take these handcuffs off me. And, you know, it's only going to be a complaint, which, you know, is only going to be a slap on the wrist. Cops never have jack done to them over a complaint, you know. Mm-hmm. So I told him, I was like, just take these cuffs off me, brother, and you know, all it will be is a complaint. But if you take me to the jail, then I'm going to have to file through with, you know, suits against you. And we're going to have to deal with this down the road. Well, he said, well, go ahead and sue me. And this is while we're driving off. And I explained to him that, you know, you just arrested me off public property for no laws being broken, and you know you did that. And he said, yeah, I know, but you can't do nothing about it. Well, the thing is that he said that on my body cam.
Oh, my God. It goes qualified immunity.
And so I told him, I was like, well, that's epic that you just said that on my body cam footage, because now I'll be able to show this to the world, you know, in the way that you believe that, you know, you can act under the color of law. Mm. And that's why he pulled over to that gas station where he was attempting to remove my body cam from me and turn it off to take the camera. And that's when Phil was arrested. Well, we get to court, you know, time after time after time, they kept postponing. And by the time we finally got to see the arrest report, we noticed that News Now California's arrest report was the same as mine. So he had essentially copy-pasted my report.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, and he put Phil's name on it, News Now California, and so that's already right there, perjury. You know, he's...
that's great.
He's making a false police statement.
Now, what were you charged with, by the way? What did they hit you with on this day?
Well, first it was disorderly conduct and failure to obey a police officer.
Mm-hmm. Catch-alls, pretty standard.
And it ended up becoming two counts of disorderly. They switched it to just two counts of disorderly. So I guess I was double disorderly in one moment.
Now, when we get to we're about to get to the court stuff, but just be careful on what you're saying, what your lawyer said to you, which is, like, absolutely horrendous. He maybe swore a couple times.
Is this a public defender?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure. I'm going to make sure while we're on here, I'm going to keep my language to
it. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, we are on the radio.
Yeah, no stress. So I did go to court, and after we had noticed, obviously, that this was a deprivation of rights under the color of law, not only that, a conspiracy of deprivation of rights under the color of law, because the bailiff came to me and notified me that they were having ex parte meetings with the judge, the city prosecutor, and the arresting officer without my lawyer or myself present. So this is not only deprivation of rights, but conspiracy of deprivation of rights. Then once I get to the court, I'm explaining to my lawyer that he needs to do his job, or he's going to be also someone labeled on my claim as someone that's attempting to, you know, conspiracy against my rights.
Right, and you paid him, right? It's not a court appointed, right?
Yeah,
you paid him.
Definitely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, paid this lawyer. Well, so to I guess go over what they were describing a moment ago for the listeners, I was verbally cursed out twice in the courtroom, in front of the entire court hearing, by my own lawyer, because I was quoting law, and that's all I was doing was quoting law.
How dare you?
What laws were they, and what they were in violation of.
What was this town again? It was Alabama. Where?
This is Pritchard, Alabama.
Pritchard.
And it pretty much came to the point where I told my lawyer that I'm not going to sign any agreement. I'm not going to take any deal. The only agreement is going to be that I'm not guilty. And if they, you know, they can say not guilty, no matter what it takes to get to that point, that's the only agreement I can find myself to agree upon.
So this sounds like a good old boy that you got for this attorney. Was he from the area, this Pritchard?
Yes, he's definitely a local Pritchard.
Pritchard's a town of 21,000 people. That's basically the size of Keene, New Hampshire. I can tell you, every attorney knows every other attorney and every judge in that town. So I'm betting
and
he was on their side.
Shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all rubbing shoulders.
Did you fire him?
No, it was so. This is it. Ended up being a good enough deal. The way that I was able to finagle the situation ended up being beneficiary for me. So
I want to hear about that. Can you stay with us and tell us about it?
I wanted to keep the lawyer on.
Stand by. Hang on there. We're going to bring you back here, Ninja, if you got time. We'll let you continue to tell the story. I want to hear about the deal. Like, what was it that they offered him on this totally BS arrest, double disorderly conduct? Charges 603-283-6160. We're going to continue more in moments. Your calls, thoughts are welcome.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in studio is Ian,
Matt, and
and Joe.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live brought to you by Intercoin. Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and you can now acquire them on a centralized exchange as well as a decentralized exchange. They're on X Markets, exmarkets.com. You can sign up there with just an email address so you keep your privacy intact. That's exmarkets.com. Also, Intercoin's investor token is now available on Uniswap. If you prefer to use that method, you can get the link to Uniswap through intercoin.org, and also read more about Intercoin and learn about their vision at intercoin.org. And, of course, you can also again to go to xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com, buy or sell ITR right there with your USDT. It might just be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We go back to Ninja. He is calling News Now Ninja is his channel on YouTube. And News Now Ninja, you were down in some little town called Pritchard, Alabama, where you'd heard a thing or two about people being corrupt. So you went down with your video camera and some friends with cameras to investigate the situation. And it sounds like just about everybody caught some BS charges with the corrupt cops down there. And then you were having it out, I guess, with your paid attorney that you'd hired to defend you against both of these BS charges, these so-called disorderly conduct charges. And so they came to you with a really nice offer. Tell us more about what happened.
Well, I'm sorry, I was taking a drink. We get to the court, and my lawyer instantly, which I was already prepared for. It's the same thing that pretty much every corrupt lawyer and municipal court does. Kangaroo court is what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not guilty, they're always going to offer you a plea deal.
Sure.
Where they're like, come on, you know, just say you're guilty. We're just going to charge you $50, and then you can walk out of here. All you got to do is say that we're right.
But auditors, we're all based on principles, so this is like we are pushing things all the way. We're willing to risk it all to get, you know, the moral ground. But go ahead.
Yeah, and the longer they press the ignorance, then the more corruption they show on their own part. And so, you know, if you just take their deal, then you don't really get to the nitty gritty. You have to really push it all the way until they're willing to say you're guilty, even though you're not, with no evidence. And that's pretty much where I got it, to the point where, you know, we're in court in Alabama. My lawyer's attempting to get me to take a deal, and I'm explaining to him that there is no deal. This isn't Deal or No Deal. This isn't a TV show. This is my life. This is my freedom, and this is my rights. And I'm going to do whatever I have to do to stand on top of that. I was like, either you're going to find me guilty today with no evidence against me, and they never even gave me my discovery, which they have 14 days according to Alabama state law, and I turned in my discovery request more than 30 days before court. I also did
a motion to dismiss. I mean, you win the case.
Exactly. And then I did a motion to dismiss. They never responded to my motion to dismiss over 40 days, even though they have 30 days. So they were in violation of two court rules by the time I got there.
Yep.
And then I walk into court. They didn't give me no discovery. The rule is they can't use discovery against you if they didn't submit their discovery.
Correct.
They
have no witness. They didn't give you a witness list. They didn't give you any discovery. They have no evidence. They have no witnesses.
And I was watching the stream from... I was watching a stream from Rogue Nation, and apparently all these, you know, the arresting officers and these witnesses, they left the room. They weren't even there for your trial.
No, they were all outside in the little auditorium having conversations about me. And what ended up happening is my lawyer offered me an agreement, and I told him there is no deal. And then
right, just to be clear, this is the morning or the day of the trial?
It was night trial.
No, not the morning. I wish. You know, on a normal trial, that's when you go to trial in the morning. They set my court date for 5:30 p.m. after the court was closed.
After the court was closed?
So that nobody could come in and witness.
Oh, my God. So you've got, this is like corruption to the max. So you've got a situation where they didn't give you discovery. They want to go, they call the trial date for after the courtroom has closed, and then your attorney, knowing that there was no discovery given, knowing that the state has no case, he actually comes to you with a plea deal offer because he still doesn't want to go to trial because he's a corrupt scumbag, basically.
Yes, and then I told him, I was like, I don't care what you're doing. Either you're going to make a deal that says not guilty or we're going to trial right now. And he, that's when he started cussing me out. And I read off a few laws to him, and that's when I told him he was going to be filed on my lawsuit if he doesn't start getting to work. I paid him for a reason. And that's when he cursed me again and told me, you're going to go to effing jail. And if you don't listen to me. And
for
you don't
what?
Take this deal and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, if that's what I have to do, that's what I'm going to do. And then he left and he went behind the area. He went to a little back area again with the city prosecutor and the judge. And they had another little meeting. And then he came out. And, you know, activists, part of what we do is, you know, the court of public opinion handles a lot of our issues for us. Whenever people that are subscribers and our viewers see the tyranny, they exercise their right to redress. And they have received so many phone calls, emails, messages, countless, I mean, every single day for almost a year now pertaining to this case, that they were just done with it. And they pretty much told me that I told them I don't want Pritchard contacting me anymore. And then they told me, well, if you don't call them or email them for 12 months, and they won't call you or email you for 12 months, we'll drop all the charges, case dismissed. And I said, okay, well, I don't need to call these suckers anyways because the only reason I've been calling them is because I got court, mm-hmm. you know? And I was like,
now, does that mean that you can't? Now, was there any sort of terms in there that you couldn't sue them?
No. So this is a handwritten. I made sure to go over all of that. This is a handwritten mutual agreement. There is no order. There is no order. This is a mutual agreement not to speak with each other for just 12 months, and case is dismissed. Now, whenever they dismiss the case after 12 months, at that point they're admitting guilt because I will be found not guilty. So the statute of limitations, so like if I wanted to press charges or file a claim against a municipality, you have to do it within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because this court case has been going on longer than 6 months. We're already 11 months. They drug it on due to the convicts. And so we ended up being, you know, month after month after month dismissed because of this whole, endemic situation. And, so, you know, the 11 month thing was passed 5 months ago.
Can you stay with us? I got more questions. I want to find out, you know, what the status of this thing is, where it's going next. You got time?
Yeah. I mean, I only got like 2 more minutes.
All right.
To be done with it.
Stand by. We're going to continue with Ninja's story. He's News Now Ninja on YouTube. He's a First Amendment auditor arrested in the corrupt town of Pritchard, Alabama.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise across the country, especially in the western United States, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to reporters Thursday about OPEC's decision not to increase oil supply to the market even though the United States has been pressuring them to pump oil faster.
We have raised with OPEC member countries, including Saudi Arabia, even though we're not a member of OPEC, the need to ensure that there is available supply out there on the market.
President Biden's approval rating has hit a new low at 36% in a new national poll. The Quinnipiac poll reporting his rating started dropping in August after his handling of the chaotic Afghanistan exit. The president's handling of COVID-19, climate change, economy, and foreign policy received the lowest approval rates. This is USA Radio News. Officials believe there may have been 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park telling Harris County Sports and Convention Cooperation board members on Wednesday almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. However, Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt when fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma is commuting the death sentence of Julius Jones. The convicted killer was set to be put to death this afternoon. Instead, the 41-year-old will serve a life sentence with no chance for parole. The governor saying he came to the decision after prayerful consideration and reviewing materials presented by all sides of this case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Whatever you want, right here, number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking with News Now Ninja, who called in tonight to tell us about the ridiculous corruption in Pritchard, Alabama.
Yeah, and just so I got to tell you, already he's got me sold. This guy's awesome. I just subscribed to his YouTube channel just now, News Now Ninja. Great. Great work. He uploaded four videos in the last 2 days.
Yeah, he's pretty hardcore. You hear that? You're pretty hardcore there, Ninja, out there every day. It's awesome, bro.
Yeah, so definitely appreciate you, you know, what you do out there. And we're talking about the corruption in this crappy little town in Alabama called Pritchard, where it basically sounds like the police, the judge, the defense attorney, they're all like buddies, and your defense attorney was cursing you out in court as you were refusing to take a plea deal because they have no case against you. You were arrested on public property. You were doing absolutely nothing except recording video, which is your right to do. And they didn't even provide you with, like, they did nothing to prepare for this case. They didn't even provide you with your discovery. So they didn't have any evidence against you. They didn't bother to even try to pretend like they did. And they essentially, you know, botched the case. And yet your attorney was still trying to get you to take a plea deal. Instead, you managed to negotiate some sort of a deal, a handwritten deal with the town of Pritchard that said that you won't call them, they won't call you for 12 months.
Yes, sir.
And then they'll drop the charges. So,
yes, sir. And so by doing so, essentially the it was a heads or tails that I was looking at when we were in this kangaroo court, was essentially, A, I'm going to force him into trial. The judge already admitted to my face that he's not going to honor the fact that the only complainants are public employees, and that he's not going to honor the fact of it being my First Amendment right. I knew that either A, they were going to arrest me and find me guilty, and then I would just have to pay an appeal bond of $1,000, or I can move on to the other five cities I have targets on, give Pritchard a one-year break. They have to drop the charges on me. And then by dropping the charges on me, essentially they're pleading guilty to arresting me for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying before we jumped to the commercial break, if you want to press a claim against a municipality, you have to do it within 6 months in Alabama. And because my case had already gone over 6 months, essentially there was no way to press the claim against the municipality.
If you want to wait it out the clock.
Yeah, they're trying to push the clock back. This is how they play their game. So if you want to press a claim against the county, you have to do it within 1 year, which only gives me about 1 week if I was to file the claim against the county. But, see, here's where we get to the bones and grit, is that I don't want the county's money, and I don't want the municipality's money. I want to take the officer for everything he owns. I want to take his freedom in the way that he took my freedom. I want his pension. I want his house. I want his boat, because he needs to learn that whenever you take an oath to protect freedoms and then you violate them, that it's no laughing matter.
Well, if only it was that, you know, if only it was possible. I mean, these guys are protected, right? Like, isn't he going to be, you know, given immunity from any kind of lawsuit?
I'm going to be going against him individually. I'm not going against the police department. I'm not going against the municipality nor the county. I'm going against him individually, because if you watch the video, you'll see in that video when they illegally trespass eyes from the state, he verbally says, at this point, you're acting outside of your qualified immunity. And
Who said that to him?
Eyes on the state.
This is on the YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yep. He illegally trespassed eyes before he did anything with me. And whenever he trespassed eyes, he said, you're acting outside your qualified immunity. At this point, I'm stripping you of your qualified immunity. And that verbal agreement in that moment, the officer had been told, you are acting outside of your what you're allowed to do. And when he said that, the officer got so triggered that he clenched both fists in front of his face. And then he grabbed me and arrested me, because he knew that he had been verbally warned and notified that he is acting outside of his qualified immunity, and that he's going to be held privately, personally.
Well, I hope that that works. I mean, to me, I'm skeptical that that's going to actually, you know, result in any kind of accountability.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's all it takes is to just put a cop on notice and just let them know, oh, by the way, you're outside of qualified immunity. I suspect the courts are going to step in and they're going to assure that officer that no, it's okay. Don't worry, you're safe.
Now we're getting to the meat. Okay, so this is the thing, is once I press a claim against this individual, if the state steps in to defend him, now they're making themselves liable. So now the state has made themselves a part of the suit, letting them walk into my checkmate.
If they don't just break every rule in sight and forget that you existed.
Like they were doing to you in court, right?
They've already done that.
Yeah.
They've already done that. I expect them to continue being corrupt all the way down the road.
Absolutely.
But
if you want to turn knobs and push buttons, I would also try to find out, you know, if they want to make it a pain in your personal life, then has he got a hot daughter or anything? But Daddy, I love him.
Hey, you know, I have a saying.
They're a pain in my personal life by costing me, you know, about around $10,000 over the past year.
Yeah, you didn't get a refund for the attorney, the private attorney that you paid for.
$10,000, that's not
enough. The only thing I get back for sure is my bond money once I'm found not guilty. Which
the principal.
You know, $100
the moral grounds. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, it's expensive, though.
But once they step in, you know, once the state steps in on his behalf, now they're making themselves a part. So that means the suit is going to at that point be against them as well, because they're going to be the one defending the one that I'm suing. It's going to get greasy. I don't know where it's going to go, but
Yeah, it's like really interesting. I hope that you'll, think about us when this happens. Give us another call. You know, keep us in the loop on this as it develops. Very, very interesting story. And News Now Ninja, that's your YouTube channel. Listeners can check you out there. And anything else you want to share tonight?
That's it, guys. I want to let y'all get at least someone else on here.
Thanks, Ninja, for calling in, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling and telling
the
story, man. Good luck out there.
Love you, bro.
Keep in touch. Yeah. Thanks for the call, dude. Wow, 603-283-6160. I appreciate his attitude. You know, he's got a good level of spunk. He's going in for the kill.
That's what I find. Today's First Amendment auditors, like Joa and these other guys, they're different than they were 10 years ago. They used to be a little wacky. You guys are pros.
Yeah, I try to stay very civil, and I don't care what the cops think. I don't care what a judge thinks. I care what a jury thinks. I care about my peers around me, and I'll take it all the way because that's really where I wanted it. You know, if they're gonna challenge me and throw the book at me, well, let's get my neighbors to judge me, not these people in authority that like to rule over everyone and throw the hammer, slam the hammer on you, and you really just don't have a chance. And that's what happened to me recently. I don't think I've talked about it much, but...
Which one?
The Worcester case.
Yeah, you haven't... is the one where they threw your cell phone, right?
Yeah, they threw my cell phone, they arrested me for disturbing mulch, and then I was punched in the chest.
Weren't you at the jail or something?
And what's that?
Where was it, the jail?
The police station.
Police station,
yeah.
Okay.
We were auditing the police station, and I got violently assaulted. Right, and I asked my phone back because he took it from me. And he throws it 40 feet, right? Remember this?
Yeah, you showed me the video.
It's just crazy, but the thing is that when I went to court for this, my lawyer, I think, I hope he did it right. I don't know, because it was all out of sight when this all happened, but they reduced my charges. I waited 2 years for a jury trial. We were about to pick a jury, and then the prosecutors drop the charges from criminal to civil.
Of course.
Now I got a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Bench trial. And the judge brought up all the facts that didn't matter in the case and didn't bring up any of the facts that did matter.
Mm.
And this includes he didn't consider the arresting officer, his statement on the stand saying, yeah, he knew about my phone being thrown and going getting it, but they still got me for the trespass in the garden. So I would never have gotten arrested. I never got the trespass with disorderly. And it should have just all been thrown out. But, the judge had to bring up all the things that was not related to that in his statement.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue in moments. It's free talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Talk about corrupt courts, corrupt cops. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. And there's no shortage of these institutions out there that are just rife with corruption. And the reason why that's the case is because they've got a monopoly on their services. I mean, there's no accountability for these people. I mean, you can elect whoever you want, but ultimately the police don't change. It doesn't matter whether you put the Republicans or the Democrats in there. The cops are still there abusing people and violating their rights and getting away with it 99 times out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, you're one of the First Amendment auditors out there. Your channel is called Breaking the Flaw. It's on Odyssey. It's on YouTube still for now. And that's where people can go and watch and see what you've been doing. But one of the things that has got you pretty upset is what's been happening down in Worcester, Mass.
Yeah.
Where you were outside of a police station.
Well, it was inside, and then we got muscled out.
And then at some point, the cop threatening you takes your camera from you.
Yep. Well, without warning, this is just instant, takes my camera.
Yeah. This is outside, takes the camera, chucks it into, like, what, 40 feet, you said?
40 feet, I measured it,
like a planter?
It was a little memorial garden, mm-hmm. Kind of like a roundabout right in front of the entrance there with the American flag and a little pathway. But I didn't walk in the pathway. I was looking for my phone in the mulch.
And then when you went to go get your phone, you then were charged with trespassing on the memorial garden?
Right. Well, I was the officer technically lied once. He said he said that he warned me twice to leave the garden, which is not true. He didn't tell me any of that. And he just straight up arrested me. He said I was kicking flowers under his breath, mumbled it like, kicking flowers. Like, you're kicking flowers. Like, oh, okay. And then the next thing you know, I'm being placed in cuffs. The guy, Michael Hurley, he picked up my phone and then before he put the phone in my pocket, he punched me in the chest while in cuffs.
Oh my God.
On video.
Your phone was still operating after...
No, it wasn't. Well, as soon as he grabbed my phone, it turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So that was inside the police station. He grabbed it, turned off. But two of my friends were there,
okay,
and they were recording all the other angles.
Thank
Plus,
goodness.
I have all the camera angles from the police station, which I didn't use any of the footage of my friends in court for defense.
Mm-hmm.
I used their own footage against them.
Nice.
Which... couldn't be. We watched a little bit of it, but it wasn't like, you know, it didn't matter. It was a judge because they lowered my charges from criminal to civil. I was like, no, I want the criminal charges. Give me those criminal charges so we can have a jury right now.
And they refused.
Yeah. And they just railroaded me. The judges just didn't care about
facts.
And
what does it mean I've been down to Massachusetts for a few of my friends' trials. Thankfully, it's been a very long time, and I prefer to not go back ever again.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a worse system in Mass than it is here in New Hampshire, but I've never heard of dropping criminal charges into a civil case. Like, how the hell does that even work?
It's just, they can just do whatever they want in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And obviously, this judge
Does that mean you were found liable instead of guilty?
Correct. Liable.
Yep.
Yeah. Responsible, liable, whatever you want to call it. But this goes on my record. It's not on my Corey check or anything like that, so I can still get a job in Mass. I don't plan on it.
Mm.
I don't want to go to Mass at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, the judge's statement is going to be on my record, and it doesn't make me look good. He didn't bring up any of the facts of the case that mattered,
mm-hmm.
like the trespassing or anything like that. He was basically said that I was in a memorial garden for fallen police officers, you know, causing a scene or something. And it's like, if I get pulled over in Massachusetts, they're going to look at this in my record and be like, oh, this guy is a cop hater. He doesn't like cops. Oh, he was like disrespecting him in a memorial garden. No, that's not what happened. An officer threw my phone in the Memorial Garden. So why don't you criticize Michael Hurley,
mm-hmm.
the one that did that? And he was on desk duty for a reason, I'll tell you. And I'm not allowed to say this on air. I'll just say this, is that there were repercussions for his actions. I'll say
internally,
that.
You mean?
Internally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he still got his job, doesn't he?
I guess. I don't know.
They probably weren't the most firm repercussions, right? Like, you got a smack on the hand or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you said you can't say, though.
I'm not really allowed to say because we need to let it go into the courts.
I see.
To let things happen.
Joe, now that all this has happened, if you want some anti-cop bumper stickers, I'll buy them for you.
I don't think the police should exist entirely. Right. I think that we can police ourselves and that we can be a civil society without them. But if you're going to be you're going to be an aggressor in society, then you should expect the cops to be there to put you in your place. I'm not an aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deserve to have the police down my back. So whatever that, you know, them torturing me, punch me in the chest while in cuffs, that is not of my nature. That's not something that I deserved.
No,
right?
Absolutely not. You were just there to hold them accountable and record video, which you're right as anybody has that right. So just tell me a little bit more about this civil finding of liable or responsible or whatever. Does that mean that, what, you got to buy some mulch for the garden? I mean, is there some sort of financial penalty here?
Well, first off, I was wearing Chucks, so I barely made a dent in the mulch.
Yeah.
Okay? And if anything, Officer Hurley trampled directly over a little bushel of flowers, destroying them.
Mm.
And that's on video, when he came up to punch me in the chest. It's like, you know, I'll go back there and redo the whole garden myself I don't disrespect anybody.
But did they issue some sort of a fine? Like, what happened?
Nothing. There's no fine. Nothing.
So it's just, you're responsible.
Done.
This is on your record, quote unquote, and
because they know they're doing this because they know they can get away with it, mm-hmm. and they really, if they were to fine me for something like this, then it's like, it's putting them in a position. It is appealable.
Uh-huh.
I'm currently in appeals. I had my attorney put me into appeals, but I need another lawyer.
Yeah.
I can't take this lawyer because I forget what they call it, type of lawyer. But if any lawyers are out there listening, I need you soon.
If you're in Massachusetts and you know how to do a civil appeal.
Basically. Yeah, and you know what? I might have just ignored the appeal. And I'm going to go right for a lawsuit after specifically Michael Hurley and Mahoney, the arresting officer. Michael Hurley, because he actually said, the Constitution is shh, right?
Mm. On video?
On video. So there goes his qualified immunity.
Well, if only. I sure hope so. I wish that qualified immunity went away as often as we would hope that it did, but it usually doesn't.
I just want to say one thing, because Ninja had one little thing. He's like, you wanted that cop's boat. Well, this was the thing that I was saying after my arrest. I want Michael Hurley's wife to divorce him, I want his kids to disown him, and I want his dog to bite him.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Coming up this weekend, in a different situation, a different arrest, Joey, you've got a video you've been burning the midnight oil on, right? Like
yeah,
you're putting together a super cut.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know if you guys heard, but I got a settlement from the city of Manchester for a wrongful arrest.
Sweet.
Thousands of dollars? Can we say that?
Yes, I got $15,000.
Okay. Sweet.
So you're not prohibited. That's good. You're not prohibited from saying how much, because some people are
deal. This is before lawyer fees, I guess.
Okay.
Yes. My lawyer is excellent. He took care of it right away. Two weeks later, charges dropped.
You want to drop his name? Give him credit?
Yeah, I'll give him credit. Seth Hipple.
Seth Hipple.
Yeah.
Nice. Restater attorney.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's a talented guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Smart guy. Knows his stuff. He's won a lot of really important cases, like the Carla Garrett case, which was important for holding police accountable and recording video.
Penguins case.
Yep, that's right. Our co-host, Chris, on Friday nights, he won a very similar settlement, actually, from the same city of Manchester.
I expected the 15 to be the bottom when I looked at Penguins, too.
For depriving him of his right to record the police. Mm-hmm. But in your situation, you got arrested, along with Skylar, a.k.a. Savage Truth 603,
that's
I believe,
right.
Who we've had on the show in the past. Sadly, it's been a while since I've seen him. The last time I saw him was
before. And he's really the highlight of my video.
Well, he was the one that got tased
in the
situation. So you guys were outside of a hotel. You were just doing some just like normal cop block stuff, right?
Correct.
Like just showing up at police scenes and recording video. Yeah. And the cops targeted you guys and demanded that you, leave the parking lot, I think it was?
No, they never told us to leave.
Oh, really?
What they said to us, you're being trespassed. We want your ID. And I was like, well, this is the first time I'm being told I'm being trespassed.
Because normally to get a trespass charge, as I understand it, you have to be told to leave a place and by someone who is authorized to tell you.
Like a staff member or something like that.
So like another member of the, somebody who's staying at the hotel can't tell you.
So exactly. And actually, so one of the clerk or like the desk clerk of the hotel did come out. And she's like, oh, I can't have you around the vehicles. Like, okay, maybe I don't think she even had that authority to really tell us that, but she did have the authority to tell us to leave, but she didn't.
Okay.
And this was the key moment to my defense, and that's the reason why the prosecutor dropped the charges.
Okay. Now, is Savage Truth, are you still facing charges in his case?
A charge, I believe. And he had the same charges, the trespass, and I guess, what was it, disorderly? Yeah, trespass and disorderly. But those charges between both of us were dropped, but he got resisting. And really, they didn't tell him what he was arrested for. Is it really resisting if you don't know what you're being arrested for?
Right. And then they dropped the charges, so he's being arrested for something that was total BS in the first place.
Yeah.
But yet he's still, quote unquote, resisting.
It's a safe face scenario for
you've
cops.
Got a video put together that you're going to be releasing about it this weekend. We'll tell you about it coming up here in moments. You can join us. Hour 3 is coming up on Free Talk.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.